strong little message series coming your way, and I think most of them are anyway. But this is a, you know, could be a leadership series, whatever you want to call it. It's called We're Doing It. Can you say that loud with me? We're doing it. All right? Can you do it one more time? You're about a little sleepy on me. One more time. We're doing it. All right? Yes, it's about life. It's about a book in the Bible. We're going to look at the book of Joshua. We're going to look at the man Joshua in this series. But it's also about that building out there. I want you to be thinking a lot of things, maybe in your life, area where you need to do something and be a leader and stand up to the plate in your own life. So it's got a lot of little tentacles of this little message. It could work a lot of things in a lot of different areas for us if we let God's Word do that. Amen? And we'll trust the Lord to help us. Let's go with the message today. Can you say that with me? Just do it. That's what we're talking about today. Just do it. Going to be in the book of Joshua. So, if you're here today with us for the first time, I'll use this big screen. You'll see all the scriptures on the screen. And I ask you to talk back and forth with me a little bit. It'll help it sink in. Also, you can go online. You can get this exact PowerPoint program that we put together. You can go over the notes yourself. You can have it as a Bible study, whatever. And you'll see hundreds of other ones that we've done as well. But today's message is called Just Do It. Let's roll it, Raj. The slogan for Nike is, say it with me, just do it. How many knew that already? See, there you've done so smart. Come on. So the slogan for Nike is just do it, man. Just do it. Just do it. I love that. But Nike, hang on here with me. Listen to me now. Nike is a Greek word that's found throughout the Bible. Our New Testament was written in Greek. Originally, that's what it was. Old Testament's Hebrew, New Testament, Greek. Okay? Back in the day when Alexander the Great conquered the world and that was the known language. It was incredible. Perfect timing. God always has perfect timing. That book went everywhere. Amen? And those writings. And this word was found in those writings. Okay? Throughout our New Testament. Here's what that word means. Nike. You'll see it in the New Testament. Conqueror. Overcomer. Victor. Winner. Say that with me. Nike means, say it with me, conqueror. Overcomer. Victor. Winner. Now listen, what does God want for my life? What does God want for my life? What is God's will for my life? People ask that question. Here's God's will for your life. Pop it up. God wants me to conquer, not to be conquered. You understand? That's God's will for your life. Flat out, period. What else? God wants me to overcome, not be what? Overcome. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Crap happens. Mess in your life. You listening? So is it going to overcome me? Or am I going to make it, and then am I going to make it through it, and am I going to stay standing, and am I going to get stronger? It's a choice you can make. Now, you don't understand what I... Well, I can talk to you about all afternoon if you'd like today about problems that I've had, and we can go back and forth and get nothing done. Or we can move forward. You understand? See, that's God's will for my life. Stuff's going to happen. Oh, I'm overcome, but are you going to overcome? It's God's will for you. God's will is that God wants me to be a what? Victor and not a what? People have stuff happen in their life and it's bad and they make a living for the rest of their life telling how sorry their life is. Poor me. This happened to me. This happened to me. I'm going to tell you something. That's not attractive. Excuse me. Are y'all listening? Say. It's not attractive. Doesn't look good on you. You hearing me or not? Show's all over you. I'm not saying fake it. But I am saying, come on. How long are you going to live like that? Stand up. Be strong. Be of a good courage. You can make it. You listening? That's if you want to be a conqueror. God wants me to be a what? Not a what? Absolutely. Well, you don't understand. I mean, we just always stunk as a team. We can't never get better. Well, then you're going to need another coach. Amen. Say. I'm not signing up to be a loser the rest of my life. I'm not going to do it. Y'all listening? See? That's not God's plan. God wants you to win. But it's on you. Just what? Do it. And you might say, well, Pastor, that's all good talk. Well, I got lots of Bible. And see, the Bible isn't just God up in heaven saying, I did this, and I did that, and I did this, and look at me. Because we'd always say then, well, he's God, I ain't. So see, that's why he could do it all. So God put in the Bible real people with real faces, with real names, with real problems, and He showed them as being overcomers. And so now you ain't got jack what excuse you can make. You understand? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You can make it. And they're not perfect. Oh, yeah, but they were perfect. Oh, no. I'll tell you how they did this, how they screwed up here, how they ticked me off here. And yet they still made it. Amen? So that's who we're going to look at today. Going to look at one of the men of God in the Word of God. We're going to go to the book of Joshua. Amen? In a little series called We're Doing It. Here we go. The book of Joshua is a picture of a what? One more time. Woo, this is rough. Y'all are a rough crowd today. The book of Joshua is a picture of a... Thank you. Amen. Here we go. It's about taking possession of God's promises. That's what this book's about. It's about the process of faith and action. That's what this book's about. That's what this man's life's about. It's about God's power, say it with me, being displayed in who? God loves that. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." A lot of times we think that means, well, I don't smoke, so see, they can see I don't smoke, so I'm a light. That's like, just because you don't smoke, you still can be a do-nothing. Amen? Say. Just because you keep a list of rules, that's not the light Jesus was trying for you to be. Amen? He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good what?" What? What? Works. "But they can glorify my Father which is in heaven." So it's about doing something. Amen? God wants us to do something. That's what this is all about. This book of Joshua. It's all about being a what? Conqueror, guys. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. So if you'll look at me and just let's follow up here on the screen, let's see what we got going. So this conqueror we're going to talk about, Joshua was his name. So we're rolling now and we're into it. Let's check it out. 40 years before the book of Joshua. Say that with me. 40 years. One more time. 40 years before there was ever a book of Joshua, before you ever see this man's life that we're going to see, he was almost stoned to death. Have people raised up stones? You were down and they were going, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he had it pretty rough, didn't he say? I mean, literally, and he was like delivered. Okay? 40 years before we see what he's going to do. And I got to tell you that so you don't make excuses like, yeah, but you know, Joshua's Josh and I'm me and you don't get it. No, I get it. He was 40 years ago nearly stoned to death. In Numbers 14, hey, I might have to have a little help there. Thanks. Numbers 14, 6 through 10. You can check that out and read it. I got a child. Here we go. Amen. Here we go. Why was he almost stoned to death? Well, Joshua was one of the 12 undercover spies. I love you, darling. We love you. We'll go eat out later. It's okay. I feel bad now. That's how I do children. It's terrible. Stop! You're hurting me. Amen, amen, amen. We love children. Here we go. Stop. Get out of here. Yeah, y'all don't see what I see behind the curtains. Here we go. Back to the message, Raj. Why was he almost stoned to death? Because he was one of 12 undercover spies 40 years earlier that God had sent, they'd been chosen by Moses to go check out the promised land, the so-called land God was going to give the children of Israel. And only Joshua and Caleb. Caleb's name, by the way, means bulldog. That's right. Only Joshua and his bulldog brother believed they were well able to proceed and take the possession of the land that God had showed them. But they were outvoted. Say outvoted with me. Outvoted. They were outvoted. by the other 10 that said, ain't no way, we can't do it. Do not come up to me and tell me we can't do this building debt-free. You hearing me, yes or no? Do not even come up thinking about coming up to me. And guess what? We're not going to take your vote on if we can do it or not either. Y'all listening to me? Yes or no? Say. Are y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Because I'll guarantee it. We got plenty of people right in this room. Oh, I don't think we can do it. Well, guess what? I don't care. Because there's enough that'll get on the team and we'll get it done. I believe that, brother. I'm telling you that right now. But guess what? They were outvoted. I'm going to tell you what. They were nearly killed. Joshua and Caleb were nearly killed by their own comrades because of their faith and because of their fighting spirit. Isn't that incredible? Well, we learned something from God's Word. Here's what God said. It so displeased God that they would not move forward and accomplish the task that was before them and take the land. It so displeased God. He was so ticked off and mad, God, that He forbid them taking the land for how many years? 40 years. 40 years. And by the way, were they living in the Hilton? No, they were wandering in the what? Wilderness and the desert. And that whole generation did what? Died. Except a couple of people named Joshua and Caleb. Amen? So now we start the book of Joshua. It's 40 years later. Amen? 40? Have y'all gone to sleep yet? Good. It's 40 years later. And he ain't dead yet. Amen? Let's look at it. The message, just do it. Joshua, what are you going to do? It's been 40 years. Let's check it out. First question this morning, who's going to do it? Just do it. Well, who's going to do it? You are. You are. You are. Okay? Who's going to take that land? You are. Look at the Bible. Joshua 1, verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, Moses was the greatest leader of all time, period. If you ask leadership down through the ages, through history, Moses' name will come up, come up, come up, come up, come up every time. Incredible leader. The death of Moses. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto who? Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, which means his general. It don't mean his preacher. Moses didn't need a preacher. He was all right. Amen. Okay? But it was his general. So God spoke to Joshua, the general, and said, Moses, my servant, is dead. And I can hear Joshua going like, say what? I mean, you didn't just say Moses died, did you? I mean, could it be somebody else is dead? I mean, can we like rewind? Moses, my servant, is dead. There's 2 million Jews that are wandering around the wilderness, and their pain's in the rear end. Okay, I'm going to tell you that right now. Moses is dead. Now, therefore, God speaking, arise, go over this Jordan, you and this what? These crazy people? Unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. So who's going to do it? Somebody guess. You are. You are, Joshua. You're going to do it. Moses didn't get it done, did he? Greatest leader of all time didn't get it done, but you're going to get it done. That's sort of funny, ain't it? Say. But it's really not about Joshua. It is, but it's also about him tapping into something called courage. So what's he going to do? So who's going to do it? You are, Joshua. What's he going to do? He's going to lead the people, and he's going to take the possession of the promised land. Are the people over there just saying, hey, come and get it. We want you to have it. Say, no, 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 no. These are armies, and this is crazy. Amen? Every place the sole of your foot, Joshua, shall tread, that have I given unto you, as I said unto who? So my promise to Moses was my promise to who? You. From the wilderness and this great Lebanon, even unto the river Euphrates, all the land, the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it through you. Amen? So we know who's doing it. Who? You are, right, Joshua? And what's he doing? He's going to take the possession of the land. They've been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, over here in Jordan, down towards Egypt. But they're going to go into the promised land, the land of Canaan. It's going to become their own. This is going to happen. Number three, how's he going to do it? God says, you got me, and I got you. You got me, and I got you. Okay? That's how we're going to get it done. Say that again. I got you, and you got me. And that's all you need. Because you got me. And I don't need you. That you got me thing means that you can count on me. You can depend on me. You understand? Look at the scriptures. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your whole life, son. I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you, and I will not abandon you. What, look at that. Read that with me. Come on. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. And I was with Moses. Now help me here. So I will be with you, and I will not fail you, nor will I abandon you. Amen? So here's a guy, Moses is dead. Say what? We going to do what? How we going to? Oh, okay. I'm going to be with you. You can do it. You can do it. You feel it or not? By the way, when I study the Bible and I read the Bible, to be honest with you, I do it for me. This is for me. This is quite frankly, if you get something today, have at it. But this is for me because this is what Gary Clark has to be. I can't be anything else. I have to be this. What God's called me in my life to do, to accomplish in my life, trouble, high water, hell, whatever comes my way, this is what I have to do. My other choice would be to be a loser. I'm not going to choose to be that, church. I'm sorry. Y'all hearing me today? Yes or no? Yeah, I choose to be a conqueror. So I read the Bible. Do I get down, weak, discouraged? Sure I do. But what am I in my right mind? This is what I want for my life. I want to be a conqueror. So as I wrote this message, as I studied this, I want this for you too. This is the kind of church I want to pastor. Y'all listen to me. That's right. That's what I want. Not that people don't have problems. That's fine. But people that want to win. People that want to move forward. People that want to do something for God. People that believe God. Amen. That's what I want, man. Here's God's promise to a conqueror. If you want to be one, here's His promise to you. I will be with you. I will not fail you. I will never abandon you. Wow. Shoot. We might get something done. Look at that. This is God's promise to a conqueror. I will be with you. Well, what if this happens? I'm still with you. I will not fail you. What if others do? I didn't. I will not abandon you. What if others leave? I won't. Wow. My gosh. Well, shoot. Why wouldn't I want to be one of them then? Say, you mean I can be a conqueror? I thought life had to be perfect. No. You just have to be with me. And we can do this thing. Amen? So that's Joshua. But that's you. That's me. Keep looking. The Conqueror's Creed. You're going to hear me say this. Every once in a while, I'll get a little idea, and they come from the boy. I don't come from, you know, spookiness land. I don't hope not, anyway. Back in March, I needed a lot of strength, and I came up with this little wristband that says, Jesus Strong. I love that. Now we've got probably several thousand of these people wear them. Amen? This is something that in my office this last week, I felt like, Lord, this is good right here. I want to write that down. I'm going to put that on a card. It's called the Conqueror's Creed. Here's the Conqueror's Creed. Here it is right here. God is with me. God will not fail me. And God will not abandon me. Amen? Now you can choose to... Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. Yeah, I'll tell you that right now. It's good stuff. You've got a choice. You can live life like you want to. But it's for me and my house. We'll serve the Lord. Now, who said that? End of the book. We'll get there later. Listen, the Conqueror's Creed. One more time, Raj. Say it with me, church. God is with me. God will not fail me. And God will not abandon me. I want you to think of that next time you say you can't do something. I can't take it, Pastor. I can't make it. I just can't. I can't endure any longer. Yes, you can. There will be another day. You fight today. Amen? You fight today because you can make it. Did you hear me? Anything else is not acceptable. Unless you're ready just to get your ticket out of here and be gone. But as long as you're going to be here, you still got a chance. Amen? Let's keep looking. So that's what we're talking about. Joshua, you're going to do this. We're at least halfway through this message now. God tells him, be strong and of a good courage. Can you imagine him hearing that? Say. Can you imagine him? Moses is dead. All these crazy people that drove this man crazy, now they're yours. And all those giants, you remember what they looked like when you were 40 years younger, when you were strong, and they would have whooped your butt way back then? Well, they're there still. Amen. He didn't like go, oh, great, look, I get to be a leader. He was weak. He was struggling. And God told him, sit with me, be strong and of a good courage. He said, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear, God says, unto their fathers, that I was going to give them. So you be strong and of good courage. I wrote this week in my office. Good courage comes when I read and believe that God will do what He says He will do. Think that through. Good courage comes when I read and what? Believe that God will do what He says He'll do. That's how good courage comes. I want to be good courage. I'm going to give me some. But you don't read God's Word? Ain't happening. But I read God's Word. I don't know about God's Word. I don't know. I don't know if it's true. Ain't happening there either. Here's how you get good courage, church. You read God's Word. And then what you read, you believe. How do I get good courage? I read God's Word. And then I believe what I just read. Now, don't jump up off the floor when you do it and go, okay, now I'm all good. No, it ain't going to work like that. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing what? The Word of God. Okay? But it will happen. That's how good courage comes. So God told Joshua, just like I said I was going to do for Moses, my word, what I said was going to happen, my promise I gave is going to happen. You have good courage, and you believe that. But that's not easy. Especially for this man who's going to be the leader. So then God tells him this. Be strong and of what? Great courage. Because good ain't good enough. For the task that you have, it's going to take great courage. Only be thou what? Strong and what? Very courageous or of great courage. That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which my Moses, my servant, commanded you. And then look at this. You talk about great courage, you're going to need it, brother. Look. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. That thou mayest what? Wherever you go. Amen? So if good courage, let me see if I got it right. If good courage comes from me reading and believing what God says He will do, then great courage, this is just my thoughts, comes when I read and believe that God is going to do that through me. Did you hear me? Are you kidding? Now, I can read God's Word and God's promises, and I can see, because He's God and He's good for it, but that will give me courage when I see that He's going to do what He says He's going to do. But wow, great courage comes when I read and believe that God is going to do great things through my life. Wow. And then when you start experiencing Him doing something great in your life, well, you can start to charge hell with a water pistol. You listening or not? Now, if God's never done anything in your life, and God doesn't matter in your life, and you're all that, well, have at it. As far as I'm concerned, you're a loser, and I'm going to just tell you. Excuse me. You don't know what winning is until God comes into your life. And you're put to the place where you have to trust Him. And as you trust Him, He gives you strength, and He brings you through side, and He delivers you. That gives you great courage to do a lot of things in your life. Amen. I'm telling you. It's a good word. It's a good stuff, man. I love this guy. So how does great courage come? I want it, God. How do I get it? Well, what did He say to Joshua? Here's how great courage can come in your life. I do what God says do. And then, I do it just like God said do it. And then I do it every day. And then if I get a Monday, back it up. Back it up. Here it is. I do what God says do. I do it just like God said do it. I do it Monday. You understand? This is how great courage comes. Some of us, we want to get there quick. We want the fast way. We want, you know, the lightning thing. We want to be us and the God too and all this. We want to walk the boat, we want to straddle. I never seen anybody fight like this that you didn't get your face caved in. You better stand somewhere, baby. Amen. You listening? I'm sorry. I about did a split. Come on. That would be funny, wouldn't it, Raj? You don't know the faces this man makes. Here we go. So I do those three things, and then I believe it's going to get what? I believe it's going to get what? I believe it's going to get... You can't live your life doubting, thinking you're going to make it, thinking I can do this. You've got to believe it's going to get done. And you know what? I am a worrier, not so much a warrior. I'm a worrier, and I doubt. But I'll tell you what. I drive by that building now, and I look at so much that's paid for. Architecture, engineering, county fees that are insane and ungodly. Okay? I'll tell you that right now. Pathetic. Paid. And everything is paid. And I don't ride by anymore thinking, can we do it? Debt free. I ride by and I go, we're doing it. We're doing it. Amen? But that's God. It's God helping us. That's God helping us. Amen? And like I said, this message has got a bunch of different tentacles. I don't know where you're at on this message today. You have to find your spot. And He said, I prosper you, so I will prosper. I will succeed. That's what a great conqueror believes. Amen? Say, hey, coach, if you're on the football team and the guys on your team don't think you can win, that's pathetic, isn't it? You don't want to coach guys that don't think they can win, do you? You don't want to go into Friday night with the lights on and everybody going, we can't beat them. Do you? The high school team, where's Coach Bears? He's somewhere in the building? Coach Bears, they had a high school basketball game Friday night. I wasn't able to be there. But I actually watched this team play us down in, where was I? Fort Myers. I drove down to Fort Myers about 3-4 weeks ago, and I watched them beat the snot out of us. wasn't it? Is that fair? And so when Chuck told me who were they playing Friday night at home, guess what my thinking was? Don't get the snot beat out of you. But I remember Chuck. He didn't have that attitude. No, we're better. We're better now. We got him at home. And just for the record, did you win Friday night? Come on, praise the Lord, they beat him. You never know, right? You got to believe, man. You got to believe you can win. You got to believe that. Amen? So, let's finish the message. God's promise to a conqueror, God reiterates it to him in a different way. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Joshua, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you whithersoever you go. So he reiterates that creed. Say it with me one more time. God is with me. God will not fail me. God will not abandon me. And guess what Joshua does? Pop it up. He starts doing it. You can only hear so long, just do it. Till you're going to have to what? Do it. It's the start that stops most people. It's the start that stops most people. I get you all jazzed. Yeah, we do it, yeah. But if you don't do it, it ain't going to get done, baby. Chuck and Coach Huber the other night could get the team all jacked up about, y'all are better, y'all are good, y'all been doing good. But if the team went out there and failed, the team wouldn't win. You've got to believe, man. Amen? Not only believe, then you got to start doing it. So Joshua starts doing it. Say this with me. Leaders lead. That's what leaders do. You'll always know if you find a leader because he's leading. That's what leaders do. Just because somebody says, I'm the leader. We love that here in Florida when people from up north come from their little committees or whatever, they want to come down here and run our town. Because I did this and I did that and I did the other and other. You can say you did whatever. Show me. Because leaders lead. They don't need to make a speech or give me some resume. You hearing me? I know that's ugly. Leaders lead, baby. And that's what Joshua started doing. Watch the screen real carefully. To all the people, say all the people. To all the people, he said this. Get prepared. We're doing it. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people. He took the leadership. And he said, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you your victuals. Get your supplies, everything ready. For within 3 days, you shall pass over the Jordan. And by the way, that's a river. To go in to possess the land which the Lord your God gives you to possess it. So to all the people, he said, get prepared, we're doing it. Now watch carefully as you keep reading. To those who thought they were going to be taking it easy, he said this. Say that with me. To those who thought they were going to be taking it. Now, folks, I know, I think most everybody in this church is really proud and happy that we're doing this building debt-free. You'd have to be out of your mind not to think that way. No, I'd rather have a note so we can be up to our ears in debt. Well, you're an idiot. That's not smart, people. Amen? Say, come on. So, listen to me. Listen. So, I think we all feel good about it. But we need everybody on the team. Y'all listening? Here's a response I could hear. Well, I did that up north. I don't need to do it down south. Does Jesus just reach people up north, or does he reach them down here too? Somebody try to give me a question. Say. Yes or no? Are you a believer in Christ? Are you still alive? Do you want to die? No, me neither. I want to serve the Lord, not sit or just waste away. Amen. We can't think that way. Some might think this. Well, I've given before. Amen? I've given to this project. I've given to this building before. Listen, folks, that's not a winning team. Did y'all hear me, yes or no? Hey, I when I played baseball, I hit home runs. I did. I went out, boom, and they're gone. I couldn't get up to bat and then 3 games later and go, I hit a home run 3 games ago. Not when we're down by two, there's a man on first and a man on second. Somebody needs to hit a home run right now. You see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense to anybody in the building? Makes sense to me. Here's what he said to those that thought they were going to be taking it easy. He said, ain't happening. Get prepared. You're going with us. And we're doing it how? I thought you were doing it, Gary. Are you kidding me? Look at what he said. You might think I just made that part up. Look at it. Here it is. To the Reubenites and to the Gadites, and these were part of the tribes of Israel, and to half of the tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, watch it, remember the words which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you what? And hath given you which land? This land. What land? The land on this side of the Jordan. See, they were already in part of their land. But what about the other 9 tribes? Well, their land was on the other side. So it would have been easy for them to think, this land is my land, this land is mine. It would have been easy to think, I already got my land. Amen? Say. It's okay. Here we go. Your wives, your little ones, your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan. But you shall pass before your brethren what? Armed. All the mighty men of valor. And say those last words with me. And what? Amen? Until the Lord hath given your brethren rest. You ain't rested till everybody rests. As He hath given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God gives them. Then you shall return unto the land of your possession. And what's the word? And what? Enjoy it. Church, we ain't at the enjoy stage yet. Y'all listening? Now I'm having a good time. I'm happy. But we can't sit and rest. Y'all listening? This is just me in my office. That's how I'm looking at it. Which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan toward the sun rising. Here we go. I believe this. I believe people respond to leadership. I believe that. I also believe as I speak today, anytime I talk about the building and stuff like that, I believe several probably get mad at me. That's not my problem. It's not my problem. Because I don't have any options. Good, bad, or ugly, I'm the coach. You understand? It's what it is, guys. And people respond to leadership. And so will we build that building debt-free? Absolutely. You know why I know that? Because people respond to leadership. Does everybody respond to leadership? Uh-uh. I think they're better off when they do. I think they become stronger in themselves when you learn to respond to leadership. And especially something like we're trying to do for the glory of God. I don't understand why somebody wouldn't, honestly, want to do something for Jesus Christ and to give Him honor and glory. Amen? But I know people do respond to leadership. How did that crowd respond to him when he said that? I mean, here's Joshua. You ain't Moses, huh? Did they say that? Look what they said to the ones that thought they were going to take it easy. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest we will do. Whithersoever thou sendest, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto you. Did Joshua know that when God started talking to him a little bit ago? God told him, you be strong, you be of a good courage, and then you have some great courage. And you see if I won't do something. According as we have hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will hearken unto to you. Only the Lord thy God be with you, as he was with Moses. What you say, we will do. Where you send, we'll go. When you speak, we'll listen. Are these the same Israelites? And I just, these are the craziest people on the planet. It's amazing. You know, you might say, Pastor, I'm a screw up. What can I do? God uses people just like you and me. Crazy people. Amen? Screwed up people, messed up people. Perfect people don't do great things for God. People that have struggled, people that start to know God is real, people that see God do things in their life and know that He can do it for others. Those become great leaders, man. You can lead. Don't sell yourself short. You can do something. What about the last thing they said? This isn't Joshua talking. This is the people. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto your words and all that you command him, he will be put to death. Only you be strong and of a good courage. Can you imagine him hearing the people say that to him? How that must have made him feel. Say. It's incredible. These were the people that tried to kill Moses and Aaron because of water problems. They wanted to go back to Egypt and eat leeks and onions. Do y'all remember the story or not? And now Joshua stands up, and they follow. It's incredible when leaders lead and do what God says do, how much can get done. Amen? Rebels can't win and won't win, and we'll make sure they don't win. Amen. Say that with me. Rebels can't win and won't win, and we'll make sure they don't win. Amen. Who said that? I did. Amen? That's a quote of mine. Amen? Listen, rebels can't win and won't win, and we'll make sure they don't win. Amen. Where did I get that from? Right there from the Bible. Right from that passage of Scripture. That's exactly what those people said to Joshua. We're going to follow. We're going to do it. We're going to take up arms. Even though this is our land where we're resting over here, we're going to do it. And anybody that doesn't, they're going to have hell to pay. That's pretty much what they said. Amen? Good stuff. Be strong and of a what? Good courage, church. I don't know what you're facing in life. I don't know where you're at. But I know you're in a room where we have probably been there with you. If we're not there right now, we've been there before. Excuse making isn't going to get you from where you are to where you need to be. A whining attitude's not going to do it, but an attitude of a conqueror. Do you hear me? How many of you thought absolutely something happened in your life and you couldn't absolutely not make it? There was no way you were going to make it. There's no way I could make it. There's no way I could make it. Now can I see hands? How many made it? Look, see, you got conquerors all around you. You can do it. Here's your creed, baby. God is with me. God will not fail me, and God will not abandon me. I can do this thing. So what? Just do it. Amen. Praise the Lord for His Word this morning. I had a fantastic time. Good stuff.